All right, we are back with you here in Napa, and we're going to wrap up our great coverage. It's been a very fun afternoon with Trevor Scott. He is rebounding from his knee injury back in November. And first of all, I'm Grant Napier. It's good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know you're doing better now than you were a couple of months ago because the arduous process. Can you explain to the fans what this process, what was it, November, where you tore your ligaments?
Yep, it was week 10 before halftime. So it's just been a long road and just been trying to fight my way back, and I'm finally feeling great again.
When you are being taken off the field and you're into the locker room, at that point in time, do you know that you've got a serious knee injury?
You know, I really didn't. It was my first major knee injury I've ever had. I've never messed my knee up before. Doc King came out, you know, after when I was laying on the field and stuff, and he started playing with my knee, you know, jerking it this way and that. And then I didn't think anything of it, but he didn't tell me till after the game was actually over, like, what exactly I did. So that was kind of hard to hear.
And the rehab, toughest thing you've ever done?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially with the whole lockout, you know, all that stuff happening.
Oh, gosh,
and stuff
that
like
was the
that.
Worst thing for you.
Yeah, you know, I was out here. I was making great progress with my trainer, Scott Touche, out here. And then all of a sudden the lockout happens. I have to go back east. Went back to Buffalo. It's like 0 degrees. Just snowing. Yeah. Just, my knee just went to hell. And I was like, man.
I don't know what's worse, the lockout or having to go back to Buffalo.
easy.
Hey, I'm from New York, okay?
Hey, okay.
But I'm not. I'm a Long Islander guy, so Buffalo's kind of like on the other side of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Western New York, yeah.
So how close are you to being, you know, back where you can practice?
You know, I think I've been doing a lot of progress and stuff like that. My trainers are feeling good. I'm feeling good. So we're taking it one day at a time. And but ultimately, you know, we have to get with Coach Jackson and stuff like that. And so pretty much going to be, you know, through him and stuff.
How much do you learn when you're playing on a team that has a Richard Seymour and you know, a guy that has played your position, whether it's the 3-4 or the 4-3? You know, he's now playing tackle. But how much do you lean on a guy like that?
Oh, you lean on a guy like that. Just huge. I mean, he's a great inspiration, a great leader. Just one of those guys that really get you playing through his play and through his words, because when he speaks, everybody listens. You know, he's kind of like we call him almost like the godfather, you know, of our defense and stuff like that. So he's a great guy on the field and off the field. But, you know, once he steps across that white line, he's just all business and just nasty.
Trevor Scott joining us. You know, I've always heard that from a football player's perspective, one of the worst things about being hurt is you just don't feel part of the team anymore. The separation. Is that difficult to go through as well?
It's very difficult to go through. It's one of those things, you love the game so much, you never want to be away from it. And just to get hurt. And, like, I it was tough for me to even watch the games last year, you know, week 11 through 16, just because you're not out there with your boys anymore. And then and even now, I mean, I've been rehabbing my butt off, but you know, it's just not the same. I'm not on the field with the guys that are building that camaraderie and stuff like that. So I'll be back soon, though, so I can't wait.
Yeah. You know, the good news about today's medical technology, you can come back good as new. Is there any apprehension, any nervousness at all that your knee is not going to be as good as it was? Do you think it's that proverbial, you just got to take that first hit and you'll know you're fine? What's going through your mind?
I know my knee's better than it was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
I have no apprehension, no nothing. Like, I'm just full speed out there. It's one of those things, it's just, if you're scared, you just go home.
Sure.
So, I mean, I trust my knee and everything, you know, my training and stuff like that. So, I'm just full speed ahead.
And once you get the green light to go out and have contact and everything, acclimating yourself back to, do you think it's going to be a fairly quick process for you?
Yeah, I do.
Why is
that?
I mean,
just because I've been doing just so much film study and stuff like that, and I've been doing a lot of drills. Like the same drills that they're doing on the field, I've been doing them, you know, with my trainer, Scott Touche. So, I mean, I just hitting the bags. I mean, obviously, I haven't gone, like, you know, pushing against people like that or anything like that yet. And I know, I mean, that's going to come. And I'm not worried about that at all. I know it's just going to be, it's like riding a bike. So, and I'm just comfortable because I know my knee's great. And so I just can't wait to get back out there.
Trevor Scott, defensive end, joining us. You know, from what happened last year, the guys I've spoken to today, the genuine enthusiasm is coming through because you guys feel that you can take that next step and win this division this year.
Oh, definitely. It's kind of sad what happened last year. You know, we swept the division. We couldn't make the playoffs. But, I mean, we got a lot of momentum, and we're going to keep building on that this year.
Now, when you were growing up, were you a Bills fan?
No. I was originally I was a Redskins fan because my dad was, and then moved up to New York and became a Giants fan.
Smart man right there. All right, we're not going to talk about that. I'll have everybody yelling at me. Well, that's good because, you know, if you lived in Buffalo, I thought if you lived in the Buffalo area, regardless of what time you in your life you went there, you had to root for the Bills or you would be an outcast. So
actually,
that's good to know.
Actually, I'm not from Buffalo. I just went to school there. I'm from Potsdam, New York. It's about 4.5 hours.
I know
hours.
Where Potsdam is.
Yeah. I'm all the way upstate.
Yeah, like you are.
In the country.
Yeah, you're in the boonies
up
there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? What's the term? It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. So you know about snowshoes, the scarves. I mean, people don't understand what winter is. Look at this place. Are you kidding me? And then you try to explain to them what your winters were like. They have no comprehension of that.
No, not a thing. Especially, it was the craziest thing last year on the news. They actually bring snow to the people out here so they can go sledding and stuff in the summertime.
Oh, my gosh.
Insane.
All right, so you're a Yankees fan, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we got to have a weekly show with Trevor. All right, I just want to let you know. All right, we're going to have a weekly show with Trevor. We're going to talk New York Giants. I guess we can't talk about Giants football. We'll talk Yankees baseball.
I don't want to talk Giants football.
I know, you can't do that, you know? I know. I forgot who I was talking to for a minute. You know what I mean? Do you get it? Are you a guy that when you're not playing football that you are able to watch other sports? You seem like a sports fan. Are you able to keep up with stuff when you're not playing football?
Yeah, I love watching ESPN, just keeping up with all the different sports and stuff like that. Just because I play a lot of sports growing up, so you know I have a little bit of here and there of all the sports. So, I mean, I always like to be active and stuff like that and just watch other guys.
All right, what about hockey, man? Up in that part of the country, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah. Who's your hockey team?
Ooh, Devils.
Oh, yeah? Yep. All right. I thought you were going to go Rangers, but you went across the river on me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah? I'm all over the place.
Yeah? But you like hockey, huh?
I do.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, it is.
They never got you on skates when you were a kid growing up there?
Oh, seventh grade.
Really?
Yeah. It was just too much traveling. It was pretty expensive, too. But
Man, I can't imagine you on skates, dude. Oof. It would look like a big building coming at me.
Loved it. Loved it. No,
really. I mean,
it's one of the things you just want to hit people.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Hey, you on skates? If I was on the other team, I might have to fake an injury if I saw you out there. Yeah.
We used to play pond hockey. That's what we used to
do. Oh, yeah. No, me too. Absolutely. Yep. All the time. When we used to play. You know, people, again, I remember as a kid running home from school, going to the pond, and, you know, if there was some snow, you would shovel it off, and we'd play until it got dark, which was, you know, in the winter, it was like 5 o'clock, but you'd run home, and you'd play for 2 hours, and it was the greatest thing in the world.
And come in and drink hot cocoa.
Yeah. Yeah, good memories. All right, let's talk about memories for you right now. Best case scenario, if all things go and everything's on track, when do you think you could be playing again?
I'm going to say by the first game.
Great.
I'll be ready, yeah. I mean, that's just where my mindset is, and because I want to open up versus Denver Monday Night Football. I don't want to miss that for anything.
When you work out on your own and you do stuff, what are some of the, like, swelling is an indication of how do you know when you're ready to play, and how do they know when you're ready to go, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think it's just, when you feel like you're ready to play, and you can't really explain it, you just know, like when your body's just feeling on,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like just everyday life, because when I first hurt my knee and stuff like that, you think about every step that you take, because it's just always aching. You're always wondering, how's it going to feel this day, how's it going to feel that day? And, you know, as time week by week goes by, it just starts getting a little bit better, so... I'm really happy where things are at now.
Well, we hope we see you out there. Let's see. It would be September 12th. We see Trevor Scott run onto the field at Mile High Stadium, right? That
Can't
would be
wait.
Great.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Awesome. So the class work now, you're engulfed in that, right? Learning as much as you can, getting everything done.
That's all it is. Because, you know, we're putting in a bunch of, we have new defense coordinators, so we
that's
got a bunch
right.
of new stuff. So I've just been studying. You know, I've been studying other guys' techniques. You know, what are they doing wrong? So, you know, I can learn from their mistakes. So that's pretty much all I can do is just study the game.
Yeah, what about Chuck? Because he's been here before, and, you know, we're used to what he's done. Talk about working with him.
Oh, he's a great guy. Super great guy. He's one of those guys who really, really he'll motivate you, and he just knows the game, and he just wants us to play fast. And that's what he's just enabling us to do.
Very passionate, too, about what he's doing.
Very passionate.
That's what I love about this staff with Hugh. And then, you know, and I've known Steve Wisniewski for a long time. I mean, that guy's just he's just Mr. Football. You know what I mean?
He's a great guy, just hard-nosed football.
Yeah.
Just that's what he wants to do, just come drive you off the line. He still wants to get back out today, just suit up and just try to come kick our butts.
Yeah, I know. And I had his nephew on, Stefan Wisniewski, on 2 weeks ago. Boy, what a bright guy he is talking about. And, I don't know if you know this or not, but he actually taught English in 10th grade for a while a couple of years ago. Stefan Wisniewski, I'm like, wait a minute, you taught English? And he goes, yeah, I was a teacher. I'm like, well, that's pretty impressive there.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Well, good news. You're not on Twitter, so that's good.
Yeah.
I like that about you.
Yeah.
You're a Yankees fan. I like that. Even though you can't really openly root for the Giants. I know you were Giants. So we're all good here. Devils, I'm not. But they got a couple cups for you, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know? with a little Martin Brodeur in net, so that's
good. He's an animal.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. The bad news is, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Mike Emmerich, their longtime announcer, is not going to do the Devils games anymore.
Really?
He's just going to do NBC and Versus. So he's not going to be doing the play-by-play of the Devils, and he's the best.
Yeah,
you know?
He is the best.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Well, listen, we want to see you out on the field. Get healthy soon. I
can't
enjoyed
wait.
Meeting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Trevor Scott, defensive end, coming back from his knee injury, and looks like he is well on his way to getting back on the field very, very quickly. A couple text messages I want to get to. Grant, love the show. And the fact you tell it like it is about my Raiders, no sugarcoating. Keep up the good work. P.S., I like your coverage of all NFL teams. I guess I'm used to two announcers calling games as play-by-play is going on instead of after the play. Yep, I understand. I understand. And that was great. I enjoyed having him on. That was a lot of fun. Let's see. All right, let's get to Mike. Mike, we'll get you in before we close the show. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, Grant. Hey, real quick, as a Raider fan, awesome interviews, man. I'd love to hear those. And, Sue, I got a quick question about the NBA. A lot of these guys are talking about going playing over on the other teams for other countries. Now, if they go through a lockout, I understand that part. But if they come back in mid-season, say, do the owners have the right to tell them to come back and play for them?
Or well, all contracts would have a
clause.
All those contracts, if they go to overseas, would have a clause that once the NBA lockout would be over, then they would come back and play in the NBA.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thanks a lot, Grant, and have a good day.
All right, thank you. I want to get to this text because this is someone that has no idea what the hell they're talking about. This one, Grant is a stat man when he announces games on TV. Goes silent until the play is over for 10 seconds. Then he comments that Tyreek has 6 points. That's an example. I guess I'm used to announcers calling games, Bill King, Greg Papa, as the play is going on instead of after the play. Hey, nitwit, let me explain something to you, okay? Bill King did the games on radio, all right? There is no pausing on radio. Greg Papa does the play-by-play on radio. If I did the game on radio, I would be as descriptive as those do. But on TV, unless, unfortunately, you don't have eyesight, and there are some people that don't, you don't need for me to tell you everything that's going on because you can see it with your eyes, okay? That's the difference between TV and radio. Radio, I'm your eyes and your ears. On TV, I'm not your eyes, I'm more or less your ears because your eyes can tell you what's going on. Unless, of course, you have a problem with your vision, and if you do, I feel sorry for you. But that's a little homework there for you to do. Call me up tomorrow and call me and let me know the difference between TV play-by-play and radio play-by-play. All right? Unbelievable. I get them all, though. I get them all. Let's get to Scott. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Grant. How's it going, bro?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, quick question. If a guy goes from the NBA goes and plays overseas and he happens to get hurt, how does that work with his contract here? Is it
it's void
or how does that work?
If he gets hurt,
yeah,
then he is out of luck. He is out of luck because that would be a violation of his contract.
I kind of thought so. So that's why they don't want him to go, right? They're
no.
really against it.
No, they're going at their own risk if they go and play overseas.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
yep.
you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, tomorrow, for you NFL fans, we're going to preview the Green Bay Packers with Kevin Harlan, and we'll get Aaron Rodgers on before the start of the season, because who better to preview the Packers than Aaron Rodgers himself? And Ian Eagle will be previewing the New York Jets. Not Trevor's team, my team. Right? Ian Eagle, he's my guy, right? Well, you love Ian.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's all right. That's all good. So it's all good. So tomorrow, Green Bay, the Jets, and, you know, who else? You never know. You just stay tuned. You never know. All right, the Jason Ross told you the Giants, shocking. They didn't score any runs tonight. They lose 1-0. Another tough loss for Lincecum. Pitched a great game. Giants get 5 hits and no runs. Boy, unbelievable. So now they lose 3 of 4. They head to Houston, where they will take on the Astros. My thanks to Mike Taylor and his great PR staff out here for helping us out. They do a great job as always. We love being out here in Napa in studio tomorrow for Glenn Stilwell. Johnny, great job out here today, buddy. Jody Bacon, everybody else. We appreciate it. We'll be in studio tomorrow. Until then, Grant Napier saying so long, everybody.